Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Today is Giving Tuesday, and I can't think of any better way than eating chicken. And that's Zaxby's specifically. Why Zaxby's, Kristen?
Well, we want you to make a donation to Burt's Big Adventure. And when you make a donation to Burt's Big Adventure today for Giving Tuesday, Zaxby's is going to match that donation up to $25,000. And we have to give a huge shout out to George. So George made a very substantial donation to Burt's Big Adventure, a $2,000 donation, which means nice. That now got turned into $4,000 thanks to Zaxby's matching your donations. And in the comment for his donation, he put, Burt will appreciate this. I lost something very important. I recalled the Burt Show talking about St. Anthony. I'm Greek Orthodox. Our version is St. Phanorius. When praying, I promise that if I found it, I donate $2,000 to BBA. Found it within an hour, and Burt's Big Adventure got a massive donation.
I am telling you, St. Anthony is the saint that is picks up on the half ring.
Never let me down.
So obviously, we're not expecting you to donate $2,000, but if you donate just $5, that just turned into $10 thanks to Zaxby's. And you can donate online at burtsbigadventure.org or just text the word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155. However, that ends today. Today is the last day that Zaxby's will match your donation.
So Abby had a great idea because you get to a certain age, right? And it's just hard to make friends.
Yeah, especially in your 20s. I mean, you change so much that it's only natural that your friend group is going to change. And that was a position that I found myself in, obviously moving to Atlanta and realizing my life has changed a lot. And my friends are obviously very different. I left an entire friend group back in Jacksonville. And I think because life was such a whirlwind of coming to Atlanta and doing so many different things that I didn't really take the time to be intentional about reaching out to people and making new friends. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we change that? So I decided to start this thing on Facebook called the One Less Lonely Girl Squad. And we are now up to 450 members in this Facebook group.
Wow. Dang.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's big. And so we had our first meetup over break where we went on a little hike around Kennesaw Mountain because your girl likes to be active. And people showed up.
Yeah?
People and a dog showed up. I want to give a shout out to Gabby, her mom, Nadia, Olivia, Taylor, Tiffany, Tracy, Anna, Carly. We all had a blast getting our steps in. We bonded. The girls were girling. We got some cute photos. And then we went down to the Marietta Square Market and we got like some really good food after. Oh my God, who knew Marietta was such a food destination? Right? So we had such a good time that I thought, let's do something else later in the week. So this week on Thursday, we are doing an event I'm calling Axes and Pinos, kind of like X's and O's, but Axes and Pinos, get it?
You're so cute.
It's so cute. So we're having an event at a local winery in Atlanta. I won't say where because, you know, I want to protect the safety of the women. So if you want to know where, you got to join the group on Facebook.
Well, you will have access to protect yourself as well.
Yeah, we will have access. So if any scary murderers show up, I'm ready to defend the honor of the ladies. So join the Facebook group. You can find it in the link in my Instagram bio at the Abby Murphy. Do not DM me. It is in the link in my bio at the Abby Murphy because we're going to be throwing axes and we're going to be listening to live music and we're going to be drinking hella wine. So come out if you want to have a good time. I think like 50 people are RSVP'd.
Awesome.
Shout out to Moving Target ATL. They are bringing the axes for free. So
I think when you move to a state or you've been in the same state for a really, really long time, moving on now, that you kind of start to feel like you've met all of the people to date in that state. And then you just start feeling like this state or this city sucks when it comes to dating, right? And we got this email from a Burt Show listener that's saying, like, is it just me or does Georgia suck as far as dating goes? And should I just move out of the state?
Hi, Burt Show. I'm a longtime listener of the show, and I'm looking for some guidance, mainly Kristen, since she's so damn good with advice. Thank you. That's very sweet. Some people on Facebook would disagree with you. It's currently Thanksgiving night, and once again, I spent yet another holiday without a significant other. I'm a 37-year-old gay man. I consider myself fairly eligible, great family, decent job income, no kids, pretty handsome, decent shape, take care of myself, own property, no debt, etc. But I just can't seem to find the right guy. I've lived in Atlanta for 23 years, actively seeked a relationship, and I've had a few that each lasted less than 2 to 2.5 years. As a gay man, I find Atlanta to be very transient, cliquey, or full of guys just looking for hookups or the next best thing. So my ask is this, should I consider a move? Maybe this dating pool just isn't right for me. I do stay in Atlanta for a few reasons, familiarity, my niece-nephew family, and my well-paying job that does require me to be in the office. I know you aren't going to solve this for me with a 5-minute segment, but would love to hear what others think.
No, it's you. This state's great.
Not for anybody who's dating. It's not.
I have worked in a couple of different cities in my career, and it's always the same story. People are frustrated in each and every city. The dating sucks in Dallas. The dating sucks in Washington, D.C. The dating sucks in Atlanta. The dating sucks. Just enter a city, right? I don't know that it's any different anywhere else. And, you know, generally speaking, the statistics are mostly sort of 50-50 in every city also. So I don't know. Maybe your personality fits better in another city. So maybe that works.
It's possible, but you also might be able to find more of what you're looking for in a different city. Like, I think dating sucks everywhere, but you are going to find a different crop of people in every city. Every city has its own vibe and, you know, people of different cultures live in different cities more prominently than others. So the only reason I would move is if I felt like I wasn't meeting good people. If I felt like I was just striking out and, you know, maybe I was just having a bad experience with dating of like, oh, I really like this guy, but then he dumped me. You at least, you know, you got up to the plate and swung. But if you feel like you're not finding people that you're clicking with, maybe it is time to look at a different city that has more people that you'd be interested in.
I think it's all the same, too. I've been single in many a city, bigger cities, smaller cities. I just think dating sucks, period. It's just hard. It takes a lot of patience. But I will say this. I don't think you have to move to necessarily find the right person, but I do think you should travel. I think something about traveling opens up your options a lot more. And if you're not traveling, you'll probably find it harder than if you were.
You know, the more we're talking about it, though, it's not necessarily the city, but it's the interest of that city. Like, if you're a real outdoorsy person, then it seems to me like there would be more outdoorsy people in, I don't know, Southern California.
Pacific Northwest,
maybe. So maybe it's more of picking your city than it is the people in that city, because they're all going to gravitate there anyway.
I mean, you've been here for 23 years. I think it's time for an adventure. I mean, I always encourage, you know, obviously you have things that are keeping you here and I respect that. But if you're able to find a job somewhere else, I say, while you can, do it.
Why not? Right.
You can always come back.
True. I mean, you would think like the dating sites make it easier for you to find like a specific kind of person if you are looking for a specific kind of person anywhere. But I really do think this is an everywhere thing. I don't think you can solve dating by moving.
And I don't know if this is a cliche or not. Like, it is the gay community a very large, small community in Atlanta? Like, you've been here for 20 years now. You've seen what this community, the gay community, has to offer here. So maybe it's time to move to another city that has an equal representation in that community, a New York City, a San Francisco, a DAP, wherever, you know, but maybe it is time.
Yeah, or at least change your Hinge location. Maybe you don't have to physically move, but you can virtually move.
All right. All right, it's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.